This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, revelers hit the streets despite the late start to the climax of this year's crop over celebrations. Band leaders give mixed reactions to the late start of Kadumat celebrations. The airline's owners of public transport supports call for a national discussion on gun violence. And Bangladesh Army announces interim government as Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina flees. Good afternoon, I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
Hundreds of masqueraders hit the streets this morning as the 50th anniversary of the Crop Over Festival reaches its climax. Grand Kadumat began much later than the usual start time, but revelers are braving the hot conditions as they make their way along a brand new route this year. Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, made the announcement of the late start earlier today. She said the decision was made after consultation with a number of stakeholders.
The National Cultural Foundation engaged in a number of consultations early this morning. Barbados Association of Masqueraders, our parent ministry, Prime Minister's Office Culture, the Commissioner of Police of the Barbados Police Service, and of course, Met Office officials, Mr. Sabo Best leading that team. And we have reached consensus that the official start of today's Flo Grand Kadumat Parade will be 11 a.m. So Grand Kadumat on the road from 11 o'clock this morning.
She made another appeal for spectators to avoid breaking into the bands.
I encourage spectators to come out in your numbers and respectfully and peacefully line the route to watch the creativity, to share in the investment of the band leaders, the creativity of the designers, and just also to share in the shared joy of the revelers on the road. I also take this time to remind you that there is a penalty, a fine, for those found guilty of breaking into the bands, and encourage you to just line the route, have a great time, look out for each other, and do so peacefully.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. Meanwhile, as the weather remains favorable, some band leaders have expressed mixed reactions to the delayed start of Grand Kadumat. Sheena Gill, the band leader of Blue Box Cart, which is usually the starting band, says that they have at least 600 revelers. She adds that although she was hopeful for an earlier start, she is eager to try the new route.
We've had a great turnout and we are happy with, we're thrilled with the weather. It's great, it's not raining, it's going to be hot. And we are happy to be a part of the 50th celebrations. Blue Box Cart has been on the road for probably 50 years. I think we were there from the inception, not me, but the band itself. And I'm happy to be a part of it. I think the new route is great. I'm hoping it will turn out as good as it, but I think it's a good route. I love the end on Spring Garden. It's a cool route, there's lots of space. I think it's a win-win for all.
Band leader of Blue Box Cart, Sheena Gill. And band owner of Zulu International, Vivian Fagan, says the delay has left some revelers restless, but he also anticipates a better Kadumat on the new route.
It was a little mix up for us this morning because we were number one. I had people here from like 6 o'clock this morning. Then they hear that it was getting shifted to a later time. So you know how revelers will be. I guess they're here now for 4 hours. So we're just trying to leave as soon as we can. To me, it's a good route. It's a good route, the road's wider, and you know, to me, it's a more secure route than the previous route.
Band owner of Zulu International, Vivian Fagan, and despite the delay, the festive mood was intense, with many revelers expressing that neither rain nor a late start could stop the jam. When Starcom Network News spoke to some revelers before the event began, they echoed sentiments of excitement about the new route.
The vibes outside feel good right now. I'm jumping with a blue box card. Good energy in the band. It's good vibes, and it feels as though everybody right now is enjoying a new route. So far, so good. New route feels good.
I'm also looking forward to this new route and seeing how it's going to go. I think it is probably more accommodating for the larger trucks and for the bands. So I'm really excited to see how this new route goes.
Happy to be here. Kaduma 2024. I haven't jumped since 2019, so now getting back into it. Anything but the highway for me. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Meanwhile, many visitors arrived on the island for the Cropover Festival. Tourists from Portugal, Australia, and the United Kingdom were among those experiencing the festival for the first time, noting that it is being heavily marketed on the international stage.
It's such fantastic vibes. Like, there's so many events. You could do like 3 events a day if you wanted to. It's just amazing. I love it. Definitely come in next year because I've got friends from London that want to come and want to do Kaduma. So they're counting the days now. They're very jealous today.
It's been so fun. We've been to a few parties. It's just so nice to see like different age groups, you know, like teenagers, but also like people from work and everything, all different generations out. Like, and in terms of like the Kaduma, it's just like super body positive. Like, everyone and anyone is here. It's so liberating. Everyone's just so happy.
I'm here for my 40th birthday, just enjoying my time. My very first Cropover. It's been a great season so far. I have spent a lot of fun, a lot of people just letting loose and just having the best day of their lives.
And tourists participating in this year's Grand Kaduma celebrations in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
In other news, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport has joined major groups in Barbados in their call for a national discussion to address the root causes and arrive at solutions for the rising gun violence in the country. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Director of Communications and Public Affairs, Mark Haynes, wants the Prime Minister to convene the meeting with interest groups as soon as possible. His call follows Sunday's fatal shooting of 20-year-old Amar Douglas at Cutting Road, St. Michael, as well as similar sentiments by the Barbados Private Sector Association, who wants wide consultation from stakeholders to address the issue.
Since there has been an upward trajectory of gun violence, which the Barbados Police Service and the judiciary cannot exclusively solve, I call on Prime Minister Montley to use her influence to initiate a national caucus with and among interest groups for all involved to arrive at a national and comprehensive strategy designed to curtail this untenable and vexing issue. Not prejudiced to the outcome of such a national deliberation, it is imperative that we move with alacrity as a nation to control this barbaric activity.
He urges all interest groups to act now.
The Alliance Owners of Public Transport strongly condemns this magnitude of violent activity, which has the propensity to worsen if not dealt with seriously and urgently by civil society, all social groups, the church, the government, and all right-thinking Barbadians.
Director of Communications and Public Affairs at the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes. The United Nations General Assembly President Dennis Francis says the UN is open to playing a role in defusing the political situation in Venezuela, where President Nicolas Maduro has been declared the winner of the presidency. Francis, who is also the Trinidad and Tobago ambassador to the United Nations, told reporters on his arrival in the Twin Island Republic for a 4-day visit that in diplomacy there is always hope. He said dialogue is part of the mandate of the United Nations to provide support in nations where conflicts arise. And Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country following weeks of deadly demonstrations against her government. The removal of Hasina on Monday followed weeks of deadly protests and appears to have averted the threat of further bloodshed. Recapping the headlines. Revelers hit the streets despite late start to the climax of this year's crop over celebrations. Band leaders give mixed reactions to the late start of Kadumat. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport supports call for national discussion on gun violence. The United Nations open to play a role in diffusing civil unrest in Venezuela. And Bangladesh Army announces interim government after PM Sheikh Hasina flees the country. And that was the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.